Today is not only the fourth Sunday of our creation season, but it is also Orange Shirt Day. So today we also spoke not only of our scriptures, but of the stories that are shared by the other people who share our earth with us. Orange Shirt Day began with the telling of story by Phyllis Webstead. On her first day of residential school, Phyllis and her grandmother went shopping and dressed her in an orange shirt. And when Phyllis entered the school, she was stripped of her orange shirt and she was not able to go home for a very long time, over 300 sleeps by her count. As a child, Phyllis cried herself to sleep every night along with other children who could not go home, and no one listened to their pain or showed compassion. Phyllis's experience is used today to teach students and all people about residential schools and their assimilation practices. And the date of September 30th was chosen for the annual event because it is the time of year in which Indigenous children were historically taken from their homes to residential schools. This is part of our story that we think about today. One of the most striking things about the Book of Esther as a whole is that God is not mentioned in it directly. But it is the strength of faith-filled people working together that gives us a story of courage, of willingness to risk all for what is right, and that brings the power of God into a hurting world. Esther's story is one of a persecuted people. It is one of someone who found herself in a place where she was called upon to put herself at risk so that others had a voice, were recognized, were safe. Esther was a Jew, and the wife, the second that we know of, to King Xerxes. As escort to the king, her role was to accompany him and to support him. It was not to question him or contradict him. She lived in a time when to be vocal was dangerous. Haman was a prestigious man in the king's court. He had privilege. He had power. He took a dislike to the Jewish community and threatened them with extinction. For Esther to question what Haman had surreptitiously gotten the king to agree to kill off the Jews, was to question the power and authority of the king and the establishment. Yet, with prayer and consultation with her community, she knew what she had to do. So she used her voice to bring out into the open the danger that was being visited upon the Jewish population. She knew she could have lost her position, her privilege, her life, but she did it anyway. This week, we have seen a woman be vocal, tell her story and be publicly demolished for it. Various people made decisions that impacted the position she found herself in, and Christine Blasey Ford has found herself in the place of putting her own safety aside for the safety of others, as she has told her story of sexual assault. It's not easy. It is as life-changing for her now as it was years ago. And we can see in Brent Kavanaugh a mirror image of Haman, a man of power and prestige, protected by the people who work with him and for him. We see a whole section of society, women, being put on trial through this public spectacle. How should this be dealt with? In the Esther story, when the king, the supposed protector of society, hears of the horrendous acts that are to be done to the Jews, he stops it, and Haman is subjected to the very same act that he would have done to others, probably not the example we want to follow. So what are we to learn from all of this? I wonder if it is that when someone is hurt by the actions of others, our faith tells us to stand up for those who are hurt. It doesn't matter how long ago the hurt happened. If people are hurting, we are to support them and stand for them and help them on the road to healing. I wonder if it is to know that sometimes doing the right thing is going to pit us against others. When we threaten someone else's power and privilege, they are going to protect it at all costs. I wonder if it is to make us stop and think, are we the ones with the power and privilege? Who are we helping or hurting? What cost is someone else paying for us? I wonder if it is a challenge for us to think about what we believe and what we stand up for. Jesus said, "What matters in life is how we treat others." It doesn't matter what label we put on it, Christian, Muslim, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. If what we are doing puts someone else at risk, we need to stop it. Jesus said, "Don't lose that thing that you have that brings out the best in life, the salt. Once you let go of that, you can't get it back in the same way again." And perhaps our salt is how we live our faith. It is what we offer to our community, to God's world. Esther looked at a hurting community and stood up to power for them. Phyllis Webstead told her story. "And because of her courage, we know more about the hurt that was given in the past and are invited to be part of the healing of the present and the future." Well, Jesus, he pushed against every institution that there was that was not looking after its people as God wanted it to. Listen. Listen to the voice of God in your heart and in your soul. Listen to God pushing you to speak up for those who are persecuted, who are beaten back so that others can keep their power. Listen to the voices that say, "I am hurting. Hear me. Help me." Let's be Esther. Let's be bold enough to put ourselves aside for the good of others. Let's put our power on the line so that others can be safe. Let's love our neighbors. Listen for God's invitation to do just that.